Hello and welcome to Book Bag Podcast. I'm Darcy, your host. Today on the podcast, I'll be reviewing Paula Santiago and The River of Tears by Taylor K. Mejia. So let's get started. Now, I read this book back in either March or April, so my knowledge on it might not be the best. Originally, I was going to review this book on my podcast, Magical Myths, but it didn't grip my co-host's attention enough, so I decided I would review it on my other podcast instead. Our story followed 12-year-old science-obsessed Paula Santiago. Whilst her friends are on summer holidays, Paula decides that it would be a good idea to stargaze close to the riverbank. But Paula and her friends have been warned to stay away due to the ghost Yajirona ever since one of their classmates drowned last year. Unknown to her friends, Paula has actually been warned for a whole lot longer. But Paul believes that ghosts can't be true, and that there is a scientific explanation for everything. All that changes when Paul's best friend Emma goes missing. Now Paul's only hope of getting her back is to enter the world of her nightmares. I really enjoyed Paul and Dante as characters, and they complement each other well. Their quest is a good one, however I found one scene was just a bit too easy for Paul. It is the scene where she has lost Dante, and to rescue him, she opens a void, and he is the first person that she sees. I was wishing for something a lot better. I don't know if this is a popular opinion or not, but perhaps having flashbacks of Pal and Emma's friendship as a sort of motivation to keep Pal going and show us how they became friends to begin with would have been a good idea. Overall, a very solid plot and well thought about characters. I'm quite interested in the writer's choice of third person, seeing as the rest of the Rick Riordan Presents books have used the first person narrative, so it does create an interesting contrast. To begin with, I wasn't immediately into this story. It took until the third chapter to become properly interested. I must admit that I listened to a podcast explaining the myth of Yajirona before I began reading this, but I was soon sucked in by Taylor's wonderful prose of writing. Taylor certainly had a fan in me. I would recommend this book, however it is my least favourite book from the imprint so far. Having said this, I do look forward to reading the rest of this series. Rating: 4 stars.